This is an out loud reading of one of our latest YouTube videos. To find us, go to youtube.com/RedditReaders or click the link in the description below. Thank you so much for listening.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to another post from r/AmIAtTheBootyHole, the subreddit where people post scenarios and commenters decide who's at fault. Today's post: Am I the booty hole for siding with my brother and sister-in-law over my parents? My brother and my sister-in-law have been married for 6 years. I love them both dearly. They adopted a little girl about a year ago. My parents were happy about this too, at first. They got really angry when my brother and sister-in-law announced recently that their daughter would be their only child and they do not want biological kids. My mom and dad lost their shit. They told my brother he had to get my sister-in-law pregnant. He was the family's male heir, and he would have to have a biological son to carry forward the family name. This makes no sense to me, nor to my brother and sister-in-law. It's not as if we're a family of European royalty. Who gives an F about a family name in this day and age? Well, my parents do, apparently. They've been berating my brother and guilt-tripping my sister-in-law, making her feel like she's taking something away from our family. On one occasion, they actually suggested that my brother leave my sister-in-law if she didn't want to get pregnant and have a son with another woman. What's even worse is that they've stopped paying attention to my niece. Earlier, they would call and talk to her almost every day. But ever since they were told about my brother and sister-in-law's decision, they've stopped calling her. This pisses me off and has deeply saddened my brother and sister-in-law. The girl is only 3 years old and doesn't deserve this kind of treatment. Yesterday, when I called my brother, he seemed very upset. He told me that mom and dad had called him and they had talked about something unrelated. When he asked if they wanted to talk to their granddaughter, they said they talked to their real grandchild when my brother came to his senses and decided to give them one. I was angrier than I've ever been in a long time. I called my parents and unloaded on them. I told them how selfish and cruel they were being and how dare they take out their anger on my niece, along with a lot of other things I can't even remember. My mom started crying as she's not used to being yelled at. I understand that yelling at them may have been a bit much, but I just can't believe how awful they are towards a kid. So, am I the booty hole, or are they? Edit. Some people have been wondering how my parents would act when I have kids. No need to worry about that, since I won't be having any. I made this clear to my parents years ago, and yes, they threw a fit over it. Not the booty hole. Your parents can be disappointed that they don't have a biological grandchild, but you were absolutely right to call them out on how cruel they're being to your niece. What if your brother and sister-in-law weren't physically able to have children? I wonder if your parents would have thrown a fit about carrying on the family name then. Either way, they need to come to terms with their disappointment and stop taking it out by being so mean to everyone, especially their granddaughter. As someone who is biologically unable to have kids, parents like this do not care, especially if they're religious. God will make it happen, is what I've been told. And when I remind them, my husband's family, that if it did happen, it would more than likely kill me, they accuse me of being selfish and wanting them to be miserable because I hate children. People who have this mentality of needing grandkids or wanting the family name carried on for whatever reason are irrational as hell. Nothing makes them happy except their own wants being fulfilled. Not the booty hole. They are, though. They have a grandchild and are mistreating her, and her parents, for not being biologically related to them. Do you know the saying, blood is thicker than water? The actual quote goes, the blood of the covenant is thicker than the water of the womb, meaning that connections established freely are stronger than just being connected by genetics. Maybe yelling wasn't the best thing to do, but so is their behavior towards your niece, who is getting ignored by her grandparents for something she has no power over and for some old weird value. Preferably a male? What would happen if they did have a biological child and it was a girl? Would they berate them until they had a grandson? Well, obviously, they need to keep popping out kids until the wife provides a male heir. And if the son needs to execute her and remarry in order for an heir to be provided, then that's just what he'll have to do for the crown of England. Update. It's been 4 weeks since I posted the original story. Since then, my parents have tried to rally our relatives, uncles, aunts, cousins, and our grandparents to gang up on my brother and sister-in-law to pressure them to have a biological child, preferably male. However, their plan has failed miserably. Most of the relatives told them they were being crazy. Cousins repeated some of the things that I had said to them. Uncles and aunts told them even if they did want a biological grandson, there was no excuse for the way they were treating my niece. Even my grandparents, who are quite old-fashioned, admonished them for their behavior. My brother has banned them from his home. I banned them from mine. This ban will stay in place until they start treating my niece like their granddaughter, the way she deserves to be treated. I feel like my parents shunning my niece hurts even more because when she first became part of the family, they appeared to love her. They would speak to her on the phone, play with her when they visited. But all of that stopped when they found out that my brother and sister-in-law won't be having any biological kids. They just rejected a little girl for no fault of her own. I showed my previous post to my sister-in-law, and your kind words did put a smile on her face. So for that, I want to say thank you. As an adopted person, I want to thank you and all your relatives for being horrified about this real relation BS. Anyone can have a child. That does not mean they can be a parent. And your parents certainly don't deserve the name of grandparents with their fixation on genetics and names. Adopted families are in no way less legitimate than biological ones. Love and care is what binds. Tell your brother and sister-in-law they are wonderful, and you are a hero for backing them up and cutting off your parents. Bravo. I'm happy to hear the family is backing your brother and sister-in-law, because that is honestly disgusting behavior. I hope your niece can recover from this, and know she still has wonderful people in her life who do truly love her. And that's going to wrap up today's post. Let us know if you have any similar stories to share or have any advice for OP. If you liked the video, please leave a like or a comment. It always helps us out a lot. And if you'd like to hear more and see more posts from r/amithebootyhole and other subreddits when they come out on the channel, please subscribe. As always, thank you so much for watching and for listening. Hey everyone, we hope you're enjoying our readings of popular Reddit posts. We love providing this service so that you can listen to these podcasts to pass the time, to fall asleep to, or to be entertained while still staying safe on your commute to work. We love to have the freedom to cover even more posts, but the recording and editing is time-consuming work and doesn't pay the bills. If you feel you're getting regular value out of these episodes, please consider supporting us with a small monthly donation. You can donate easily by visiting anchor.fm/Reddit readers and clicking on Support This Podcast. Every little bit helps, even if it's just enough to cover our morning cup of coffee. As always, thank you so much for listening.